Hello, I'm Scry and this is Twat Tech Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about GFS deployed on a storage area network using the network block level storage access protocol iSCSI. I will run over the relative merits of each of these technologies and just do a little comparison to other similar purpose technologies that are around. Okay, first of all, I'm going to talk about iSCSI. What is iSCSI? Basically, iSCSI is a TCP/IP aware or capable implementation of SCSI, which is Small Computer Systems Interface. SCSI is a standard for providing fast block level data transmission or communication between computers and devices, or peripherals, if you will. iSCSI has been around since around 2004 when it was published by the Internet Engineering Task Force as a standard. They've been working on it for a few years, I think. Okay, what does iSCSI do? iSCSI provides block level access and data communications, i.e. input-output over TCP/IP networks. This provides complete block level storage over TCP/IP, which up until iSCSI had been restricted to much higher level protocols for data transfer like NFS, FTP, AFS, and all your other regular data transfer network file systems, what have you. Those file systems and those protocols would have been considered file level protocols, i.e. they provide file access via a server. The client connects to the server and the server requests file access and the server goes and gets the file for the client, basically. What iSCSI does is it removes the need for a server and you have an initiator and target as you would within your system or your PC or whatever hardware you have. It basically acts like a read and write operation. You encode your read and write operations. iSCSI has that kind of capability over TCP/IP. It basically does what SCSI does over TCP/IP, which is very handy indeed. Alright, as iSCSI was designed for TCP/IP, all other components of TCP/IP can be used as part of an iSCSI network. Also, the existing SCSI standards, again, Small Computer Systems Interface standards, are supported by iSCSI, which means that many, thought of by the IETF as being the best possible way forward, and it clearly is, as it gives it allows iSCSI to be used by as many possible platforms and bits of hardware and devices as possible, which is what you want on a large network or even on a small net, on any network. Okay, so that's a basic rundown of an overview of what iSCSI is. Just want to compare it to its nearest, well, I won't say relative, but the main contender or the protocol which has market share really in storage area network, high performance storage area networks is Fibre Channel. And Fibre Channel protocol, which is the SCSI interface to Fibre Channel. Fibre Channel is a high-speed network capable of gigabit speeds. I think up to about 2 gigabits at the moment. Now, this obviously gives it definite performance advantages over iSCSI in the at the current time. However, iSCSI has several advantages or distinct advantages over Fibre Channel, which many people would consider to be important. The first and possibly the most poignant one is the price difference. It's probably at least 50, half as expensive to implement an iSCSI storage area network as it is a Fibre Channel. In many cases, it'll be much less than that. And obviously, for businesses, that's a big thing. Well, for anyone who isn't made of money, that's a big thing. iSCSI supports multipath input output MPIO, which means that multiple network adapters can be used to access storage, the shared storage. Which basically means, although that Fibre Channel does have a higher bandwidth capability at the current time, on a iSCSI storage area network, hosts can have more than one network interface to simultaneously access an iSCSI based storage area network, which obviously would increase the amount of data they could travel to and from those that could be communicated to and from the host to the storage area network. Now, if you just lay the current bandwidth deficiencies of iSCSI aside and look at, because they are clearly dictated by current TCP/IP capabilities, and look at the Ethernet in general, it's quite clear that the Ethernet is constantly evolving. It's a very mature technology as it is, but with regards to speed, it's getting faster, and it's getting faster rather quickly. So in the relatively near future, it is likely that Ethernet capabilities will outpace Fibre Channel capabilities as far as bandwidth is concerned. So although currently Fibre Channel is preferred by people who can afford it, it's unlikely, unless that scales or speeds up as well, or is developed further, which obviously is being developed constantly, iSCSI will at least be able to compete with Fibre Channel in the future, as far as speed is concerned. Okay, more advantages of iSCSI. iSCSI traffic, or iSCSI, can utilize existing network infrastructure, which removes the need for separation of the storage area network from the LAN. Now, I mean, in theory, that's a good idea. However, there are several other concerns if you're going to do that. I mean, you can do that, which you can't do with Fibre Channel because it's an entirely different protocol stack. And you can do it with iSCSI. However, in practice, there are several concerns, not least of which performance concerns. If you're sharing your SAN bandwidth with actual regular network traffic, then obviously you're going to have it's going to inhibit performance quite a bit. But also there are security concerns. Do you really want your block level data to be transmitted across a network that's being used by regular internet traffic? I personally would have I would completely separate the SAN from the LAN. However, because it does utilize existing network infrastructure, it is worth noting that iSCSI can be used on that infrastructure, removing the need for separation of the SAN from the LAN. So it's a thought. Right, that pretty much covers iSCSI briefly, in a nutshell. GFS, Global File System. Alright, GFS is a POSIX compliant open source cluster file system. Red Hat, if you want the best possible implementation and integration of GFS with iSCSI, no doubt, into your Linux cluster or whatever, you really couldn't do a better job than using Red Hat, because it's really well integrated. They're actively developing this software now. They have lots and lots of utilities which helps you set this up quite easily, graphical utilities and other such things. Now, Just a basic rundown of what GFS is, or what it can do. GFS can be used with iSCSI, obviously, it's what we're talking about, to provide network file serving. There are various advantages to doing this. Oh, actually, just a note on GFS. It's a hugely scalable file system. It can be used in a 32-bit environment or a 64-bit environment address space. In a 64-bit address space, it has a theoretical capacity of 6 or 8 exabytes, which if you draw those zeros down, it's a hell of a lot of zeros. Okay, running GFS over iSCSI is very scalable for several reasons. GFS allows multiple hosts to read and write from a single shared file system, which makes it ideal for clustering, and it can scale to up to 300 nodes attached to the storage area network, which is huge in comparison to NFS, which can only facilitate maybe, depending on the actual the load on the server, 10, maybe 20, possibly 30 nodes. The bandwidth utilized by GFS between the hosts and the shared storage is limited only by the network infrastructure, obviously, because it's running over iSCSI, which in turn is ruled by the network infrastructure when with regards to bandwidth. NFS is actually limited by bandwidth constraints inherent in the server, i.e. NFS server is the main inhibitor to bandwidth scalability between the host and shared storage on an NFS powered storage area network. Obviously, whatever you do to the network, however fast and shiny you make it, NFS will always be a big bottleneck for you. Okay, GFS adheres strictly to POSIX file access standards. POSIX file access standards dictate that once a process has written to a file, that file should immediately be available to the next process that accesses it in its new state. In a nutshell, I think that's a reasonably accurate definition of it. So what this means with regards to GFS is once a node using a GFS file system has accessed a file and written to it, once that process is finished with it, an entirely different node can come along and access that file, and the file in its new state is immediately visible to that node or that process, and indeed all nodes who wish to access the file. GFS uses a locking module which you plug into the kernel to facilitate locking files while they are being accessed by a specific node to prevent data corruption, but also the fact that it is visible the second that it has been written to, and the file and the changes to the file are synced through all the nodes and immediately visible, does prevent data corruption. With NFS, this isn't strictly the case. I think there is an option in NFS to enable this, but I'm not entirely sure how that works at the moment. But there are no such guarantees in NFS. Basically, a process on an NFS storage area network can access, well, it's not really a storage area network, given that NFS needs, each NFS server can only really service one file system. They can't all service the same file system, but I'll get into that later. Once a process using an NFS, once a process accessing a file on an NFS server and modifies that file, and then the next process comes along, it's not guaranteed to get the new updated file. It could possibly be accessing the old file, which would cause over time lots and lots and lots of data corruption, so that's a bad thing. Okay, another major advantage of GFS over iSCSI when compared to NFS is the ability to retain a single shared pool of storage, no matter how far it's scaled up. I.e., what this means is when you, when using NFS, for each additional NFS server added to facilitate additional processing, another file system or partition must be maintained. File system and partition must be maintained. Each NFS server can only facilitate one file system. I.e., so if you decide that your SAN needs your cluster needs more access to the storage area network and you need more processing power, you'll have to actually have an entirely new file system for each NFS server that you add. Obviously this becomes very difficult to manage multiple file systems, and it for anything other than a small storage area network, it's not really advised. With iSCSI over GFS, iSCSI servers can be added along with additional storage while still retaining the single pool of common storage, i.e. the single file system. Also, the additional iSCSI servers processing power will all work together to access the same file system. NFS, obviously, because they can only have one file system, you can only have one. Each NFS server needs its own file system. Each NFS server's processing power can only be used on that particular file system. So there's definite advantages there that would provide maximum possible utilization. Does provide the maximum possible utilization of all total processing resources on a single shared pool of storage. Okay, I think that's about it. This has been Twat Tech Radio. That has been GFS over iSCSI, and I'm Scry, and I can be found on the irc.hackervoice.co.uk IRC network in channel HVR. Thank you.